Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, share number 430. We will get back to the topic of the last two shiurim about the five-step action plan to have happy and healthy marriage. But we will talk in this share about another topic. And this is the topic about whether it's healthy or not healthy for a Jewish Bas Yisrael, for a woman, for a wife, to feel in herself sexuality in herself, if that's a healthy thing or an unhealthy thing, and what's the Torah Hashkafa in regarding to that. And the idea is, there is a healthy aspect to appreciating one's own sexuality and feeling sexual. Not the way the world at large views it, chas v'shalom. Because what happens is, unfortunately, is that the culture concept of sexual, sexy, whatever they want to use these words, is the idea of dressing in a provocative way, causing lust, and if done deliberately, that's certainly wrong. When a woman dresses in a provocative way for the purpose of attracting and causing men to lust after her, that's not healthy. That's not healthy even on a simple human level. But the idea, though, is if a woman wants to dress in a tasteful way, tznius, and look good for herself, then that's not only okay, it's a good, healthy thing. And it's the man's achrayus not to pay attention to it and move away from that. If he ends up lusting after a tzniistic, a good-looking woman, that's his problem. That's not her problem. Because she's doing everything right. She's dressing in a tasteful, normal, healthy way. It's the achrayus on the man, loisasuru, to move his mind away from that. But if a woman is dressing intentionally, provocatively, or even if it's not mamish intentional, but they're pretty much aware of what they're doing, of accentuating parts of her body in certain ways, then it becomes much more complex. Now, even then, a man has to be responsible and look away and not engage, and ignore the fact that she's dressed provocatively. But she does share responsibility then, because what she's doing is she is creating, she's investing in this unhealthy interest. And to assume that, hey, it's not my problem, it's the man's problem, when one is dressed that way, that could generate lust, and say, oh, it's you have a problem with it, you look away, that's your problem. That's really dishonest. It's shifting away a certain healthy responsibility that a woman needs to have, because it's actually a privilege. It's a privilege that Hashem created your body and created you in that special way, and He wants you to use clothing in a healthy way. You could look good, you could look wonderful, but you still have an achrayus on how you wear your clothing. So, point blank, to put it very, very bluntly, very often, a woman, even unfortunately, even from women, even from married women, from all cultures, not just modern Orthodox or whatever you want to call it, but from all cultures, you see this, where a woman would purposefully, calculatively dress provocatively and in a way where it is perfectly understandable, where a man would be aroused and lust and want to have sex with her. And frankly, it's sad to say that very often from women do dress that way, with that mind that I want, it gives me power, it gives me a certain good feeling when I dress in a way where men could look at me and want to have sex with me. It's not expressed that way often. Probably doesn't come across when you're being given, but that's exactly what it is. So if you are aware and you know, and only Hashem knows what's in your head. That's why he always says, "Tznius is in your brain." But if you're dressing when you know it's accentuating certain body parts that can cause sexual arousal in men, and you're doing that on purpose, or even not on purpose, but you know what you're doing, it's wrong. It's wrong even if the man has a responsibility to move away from that regardless. But if you're dressing attractively and refined, that is fine. That's perfectly fine. Dressing with self-respect. And if a man takes it the wrong way and looks after it, it looks that way in a lustful way, that's totally his problem. It's not her problem. So when we address this concept of whether it's a healthy thing or it's not a healthy thing, it's a Torah acceptable thing or not a Torah acceptable thing for a frum woman to feel, quote unquote, sexy or sexual. So it depends. If it's described in the context of how other men would perceive her, that's clearly negative, contrary to Torah values, and very destructive. But if the view on her sexuality, a woman's own sexuality, is her sense of her healthy self and the sense of understanding that in a marriage relationship with her husband, with her zivig, that I am also sexual by nature, that is a healthy hergish. That is a healthy thing. So that is an idea to really understand. Because if you dress, so again, I can't go into your own mind. You know what's in your head when you're dressing a certain way. You understand what you're doing. And even if you're not doing it, but if you realize your clothing could be provocative, where it's clear that men looking at you would naturally, normal men, I'm not talking about perverts, but normal, healthy men, that if they would look at you, they would want to have sex with you, then it's clearly a negative thing. It's what they call promiscuous, because it's about the physical, just the body. It's not about relationship. It's objectifying your body and it's cheapening you. But if the word sexual or sexy is part of simply the woman's intrinsic nature, part of what Hashem put in her, not in relative to what others or other men or women, even women, but other men would think, but for herself in a healthy way, and with her husband, how she would be with him, then that is a good, healthy thing. There is a healthy component of a woman wanting to feel sexual, sexy, appealing when it's pertaining to her own self-worth and her role in life. And one of the things that Hashem put in her nature, as well as in the context of a marriage with her husband, then it's coming from a good and healthy place. So then we run into the question of what about a teenage, unmarried girl that does not have a husband yet? So is there a concept of her, is there any healthy aspect of her wanting to feel sexual? Not in relation to other men or other boys, but to herself or on this concept of her potential husband. Now, obviously, as we spoke about in so many shiurim, that's why these shiurim are meant for people who have a maturity and are able to balance concepts. Obviously, we spoke about it so many times that in teenage years or pre-marriage, the sexuality needs to be in the background, needs to be channeled in other areas. And that is a healthy thing, to find healthy outlets and to try to move your mind away from the sexuality, because it's not, you can't express it now. It has to wait until marriage. But the idea, though, we spoke about many times, that a boy or a girl, we're talking about women now, have a pull sexually to want to be with a man, with her husband, even though she doesn't have a husband yet, the actual drive, that is healthy. Hashem made it that way. He made it that way, and he made it that way from adolescence on. There's a reason why we don't marry so early these days, but the bottom line is that you could be a teenage girl, isolated from boys, saying Tehillim all day long, being Erlich, working on Torah and Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim, and having a deep relationship with Hashem, and dressing perfectly tzniistic, and doing all the right things. And it's wonderful. It is wonderful. But they will not be able to escape the healthy drive that Hashem put in them, that has that urge to want to be with a man who is going to be her husband. There's no shame in the sex drive itself. We talked about this many times. It makes a person recognize they're healthy. They need to know that it's healthy. They need to know that they can't act upon it yet. But when it opens up in marriage, it's going to be a wonderful thing. And therefore, even with teenage boys and teenage girls that are not yet marriageable age, is, for example, a boy wants to dress nicely, but he does it l'kavod Shabbos. He does it l'kavod Tzelem Elokim. But he also wants to feel good about the way he looks. He's not vain. He's not looking at the mirror all the time. He's not obsessed with his looks. But he wants to look nice. Not the fancy designer clothing or anything crazy, but he does want to look nice and presentable and thin and fit. That's a healthy thing for a boy. It is a healthy thing for an Erlicha boy. It's a healthy thing for a boy who's committed to finish Shas and Poiskim and has full Shmiras and Naim and doesn't talk to girls at all and moves his head away from it. It's still healthy. It's healthy. The sexual drive itself is healthy. The fact that he wants to connect with a woman that's going to be his wife sexually, that's a healthy thing. It's not unhealthy. He needs to move his mind away from it. We talked about this many times, but the drive itself is a healthy thing. It's a healthy thing to want to be desired by, not the world, not 10 million girls, but whoever his wife is going to be, that particular one person, his zivig, that he should be desirable to her. That's a healthy desire in a boy, even a teenage boy that's not yet married. And the same thing with a girl. If a girl wants to dress nice when she's 15, 16, 17, and the purpose is not to attract other boys, not as an unhealthy outlet, you're channeling your energies in healthy, productive other things, but you have that desire, you have that inner drive, and you want to look good. You want to look good not to attract attention of other boys or men, but you want to look good for yourself. You want to look good because you want to be desired. Not now, but you want to be desired by your husband, your true zivig, who it's going to be, and you want to look good for yourself and for your future husband. And that's an ideal by you. That's not arrogance. That's not ego. That's not superficial. Why not? Because we are not to be embarrassed by any part of our body. Just like our brain, which is a high part, Baruch Hashem, you could think, you could reason, and your soul, and your heart, your feelings. But Hashem created our whole body. There's nothing embarrassing about the circular system, the circulatory system, the way the blood runs through the whole body. There's nothing wrong with the digestive system. The simple Asher Yotzar, it sounds unpleasant to people, but the going to the bathroom with all its detail is a Pella, is a Nifla. Yes, people make jokes about it and look at it as a negative thing, but it's a positive, healthy thing that Hashem, and we praise Hashem, Asher Yotzar, that He created our digestive, that's working well, our respiratory. Same thing with our sexual parts. The sexual organs that we have, the man with his sexual organs, the woman with hers, is something to recognize when you have that drive and you know it. Yes, you put your mind to healthy things and you channel it, but if you're aware of it and you have that normal drive and you recognize it's Hashem that put it in you, a boy could enjoy the fact that he is a healthy male, that he has a natural interest that now he has to curtail, that in marriage he'll be able to express in a healthy way. The same thing for a female. It's healthy that she feels good about her body, about all aspects of her body, not just her mind and her neshama, but her sexual being as well, and those organs. It's not just the neshama, because we're not put in this world with just the neshama. The neshama is the main thing. Has to be in the driver's seat, is the ikar, but the body is a keli for it. So the idea of feeling good about yourself in a healthy way, not in relation to what other people are going to think of you or view you, but you say your body is a vehicle for your soul. And these concepts of what is within you is healthy, that's a healthy thing. That is a healthy thing. And especially for married women, not in the context of attracting other men, chas v'shalom, but for themselves and for their husbands, and to want to walk out in a dignified, tzniyistic way, perfectly healthy. Another concept, it's more on the women's end of this idea, is that sometimes a woman, there are nights, let's say you schedule intimacy. You have those, you work it out between you and your husband on certain nights that you are intimate together. And you know, tonight's one of those nights. But what happens is very often, naturally, you're tired and run down. And a husband could also be tired and run down. And just like it's on the husband, it's his responsibility to work on overcoming his tiredness or his fatigue or his stress, and to focus and relax a little bit, and maybe even take a 10-minute short nap or whatever it is, so that he could focus on paying attention emotionally and physically to his wife when they're together. She too could be very overwhelmed with the kids and run down a little bit and tired, but she also makes an effort to do what she can to relax and to get to a point where she's ready to be with her husband. And that's why, if there's ways, people, again, I'm just going to be open about this, there's certain times like anniversary or special occasions where a wife may want to put in a lot of effort to really dress provocatively or lingerie, whatever it is, show her husband, and he's excited about it, and it's a wonderful thing. But to be fair and to be honest, in regular life, it's not always possible and it's not always practical. A wife, very often on a regular night, even though they're going to be intimate, does not have the koyach or the energy to spend an hour, hour and a half with a major elaborate planning in these areas. But nevertheless, there could be a certain medium, a healthy medium, where they could wear certain things that make them look more attractive, that does not have to take time, that is comfortable, but is also pretty, a wearable that's comfortable and nice at the same time and attractive at the same time. And that's a healthy medium, a middle ground, so to speak. And this is the problem that people have in their heads. And we're talking about even from a secular point of view. You know, you have, if they sell these type of things for women, they sell it more like the cheap type of imitation things, or something that an 18, 19-year-old who wants to experiment with things, they'll make certain types of things that are meant, you know, that could be used if, you know, for fun once in a while or whatever it is. But then there's a certain maturity aspect of it where it's more of an elegance and also wearable. It's practical also, because a lot of times these type of things are uncomfortable to wear, and I don't want to wear it. It's not comfortable. It looks nice and my husband would love it, but I don't feel comfortable. But again, it's not my field, obviously, but there is these types of clothing, night clothing, that are both wearable and comfortable and look appealing and attractive. And during the times when it's not the nida period, especially the nights that they're intimate, this is a good way to start getting into that mode. And the husbands, again, need to do their part to truly focus on that aspect of it. But there's nothing, going back to the original point of this shiur, the fact that a woman wants to feel feminine or pretty for herself or for her potential husband, even when she's single, is a healthy drive. It's a healthy thing. Boys also, to a certain degree, to want to look nice and presentable is a healthy thing. It's not to be squashed, not to be obsessed over, and not, of course, to get other people's attention. And to reiterate my initial point, again, only a woman knows what's in their head. And there is nothing wrong with a woman that, as long as she's dressed sneeze, she could dress refined, she could be good looking, and go on, do whatever she has to do. And it's a man's achrayas to turn away. Loisasuru. That's his job. It's not her achrayas. If a man ends up lusting after a woman by looking at her when she's dressed sneistic, that's his achrayas. She's not oiver lifnei iver, like sitei michshol, if she's dressed in a normal tsnuadika way, even if she's dressed nicely. That's totally on the man. But on the other side of it, and again, there's something that you cannot, it's in the head, you know for yourselves, where you know you dress somewhat more provocatively. You know you're dressing because you want men to say, hey, I desire this woman and I want to have sex with her. And that's subconsciously, consciously in your head. Then he'll have his achrayas too, because a man has to stay away from that. But she is not fully clean from this. There is a lifnei iver there. And again, I'm not talking to anyone specific. It's really each person knowing in their heart what the truth is on the way they handle themselves in their mannerism and in their clothing that requires a responsibility and an achrayas. Bracha natzlacha.